Today's passage for reflection is titled, Our Unchanging God. I was thinking of getting my laundry done, and yet there were more pressing issues I had to attend to. But then I remembered the variable nature of running water in the parts of the world where I live. Taps which were flowing perfectly well in the morning could just recede by afternoon or the following day, and you may find yourself relying on stored water. Then I recalled one of my favorite things about God, that he doesn't change. Theologians refer to this as the immutability of God. The brother of Jesus puts it beautifully when he says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. James chapter 1 verse 17. There is not an iota, not a scintilla, not a hint of fickleness with God. What do we mean when we say that God doesn't change? It means that he remains the same through the ages. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. It means that he remains true to himself even when others betray him. He does not pay people back in their coin. This is at the heart of integrity. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. The fact that God doesn't change is not the same as saying he does not change his mind. While God was thinking of destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, he was willing to relent if he would find 10 righteous people in that land. Unfortunately, he could not. Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 to 33. As Christians, God expects that we also would be true to our words, that we would say what we mean and mean what we say. Scripture says we should let our yes be yes and our no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, you are my rock of peace, Lord of all. I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. Song by Brian Dockson. Find the song as the link indicated below. What comfort do you gain from God's unchanging nature? Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you remain the same through the ages. You are my anchor in the midst of a storm. In Jesus' name, amen. You may also want to read Mirror Mirror on the Wall. If so, kindly click on the link as indicated. below. Our scripture for reflection today is Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Today's encouragement has been brought to you by Floodlight Daily. Do follow Floodlight Daily on our social media handles at Floodlight Daily on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Pinterest, and on YouTube. If you would like to subscribe to this blog, kindly scroll to the bottom of the page and fill in your details in the little subscription form below. God richly bless you. Shalom.